This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Out for your just desserts, it's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud, I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn, y'all talking about out your mouth, I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Charlton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Yeah. Low, what I'm talking about. Get it.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Thursday, August 25th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Thursday edition, as always. And glad you're in my company. Glad to be in yours. Hopefully we'll make that work run, that school run, that home commute, nothing but fun. Lots to talk about today, too. Got some special guests coming up to take that Dunkin' Donuts coffee break with me. I got my good friends from Brief. We're going to be talking all things environment and getting caught up on a lot of stuff and seeing what big things Brief is doing. In addition to that, we'll talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour. All right, we got lots to talk about in this hour, though. Got your headlines lined up, brought to you by Fine Threads. That'll be followed up by The Buzz, brought to you by John Shoes. And, oh, Lord, your political parties need to get it together, man. What's going on with the infighting? Man, talk about that. But before we do, you know, I want to put your mind in a good place, in a right space. And, you know, leave the work stress at work, the traffic stress in the traffic. Just turn up the radio. We can have a good conversation. But once I know your mind's in a good place and how I get you there, that mind-bending brain teaser. Now, here's how you chime in. Phone lines are open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. It's Guardian, talkradio.com, guardiantalkradio.com. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. And of course, you can check us out on cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. Wow, I haven't even got the trivia out and I got a caller already. Let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what are you doing? This is Superstar JJ.
Hey, what's going on, JJ?
Well, see, I did that chance we're getting now.
Huh?
Huh? I just called one show today. I had to put one in this place today.
Oh, good, man.
And keep it up in the business. People off them business, man. You know, the
haters
can tell
you
off them business.
But, JJ, how much bush you done have for the afternoon? Because you sound like you're speaking in cursive again. Slow down.
I was speaking properly, man. But don't get me drunk, you know.
Ah. See, no, I know. They only get you motivated. It don't get you
hold
drunk.
Hold on. All the haters, because you have to understand, the Haitians ain't complaining. The Mexican complaining. Come on, them scores until who working and making money. And I show them people depend on nothing, show it for them people who work for them. They stick me to everyone's. When they get no money, they go to Obi, I can't get no food. I this and that. See, we need to fix this country, Naughty. We need to fix this country, man. We need to fix this country, brother.
So you said we got too many hanger-oners on the public purse.
Tell us. I told you before. I told one for one's right. I said, the tax got to come now. Nothing in life is free. Nothing in life is free. Taxes coming, you all be all behemoths. You all wicked. I don't pay no nothing. So I don't pay no bills. You all got to pay your bills. The rich, the black, the foreigners come to pay their bills. Naughty. Now, you know, these we carry on good on our side too. But that chat group getting there, nobody getting there. There's so much, the same people in the chat group.
But JJ, listen, you know what I find comical? You used to be right in there late in the night. That chat group was going to 3-4 this morning with all kind of y'all in there.
So no,
you sound like you saw like a lawnmower now. Come on now.
Don't worry about that, you know. I'm good, you know.
You know,
good.
Listen,
I like
JJ.
I like my behavior to be naughty. I love this country.
And as you should. But if you love this country so much, then you got to be able to accept some of the positive change that needs to be
made. Naughty. Now, you know we receive it, naughty. You know we receive it. I don't sugarcoat my mind while she's wrong. Huh? You see, my boy, listen, man, I said yesterday about the PLP people. Why don't talk about that? Hogs and dogs, they call them on TV.
Give me a chance. And just so you know, the pot cake will be on Wednesday of next week, live in 11 color.
And pot cake's my boy. I know I'm good.
Why don't you allow me to do my show? And then you carry on. Let me bring you in here and get rid of the producer and put you behind it. That's how you carry on.
No, no. Anyhow, I love you to have my brother.
All right.
Put the cake on. Put me on. I'll support cake.
Thanks. Yeah, we can bring Pot Cake on next Wednesday, man. No worries about that. That was confirmed this morning. And you and your crew under the dilly tree have fun there, JJ. Listen, somebody just texted me saying, Naughty, you need to put up subtitles when JJ call in. Dear Jesus. Whee! We're on a roll on Friday. But I appreciate the passion, man. And JJ does make a point, man. We got to get the house in order. We got to be able to call right is right, wrong is wrong. That's how we grow. That's how we get better. So here's your trivia. Okay? We're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes. Great show over there at the Joker's Wild. Headliner Frank Del Pizzo. Feature comedian Tommy Torres and yours truly. Funny show from start to finish. It's 2-for-1 on local, so definitely take advantage of that. All right, that's definitely a good look. All right, doors open at 8, showtime is at 9, and we're located between the Carlin and the Beach Tower over there at the beautiful Atlantis. So be sure to come on over, get your laugh on at the Joker's Wild, all right? All right, now, let me find your question for today. Because there's a lot to work with. There really is. There really, really is. All right, here we go. Good stuff. This is a good one right here. Ha ha! Recent survey. And fellas, how did you admit to this in this survey? Did they send some hot chick on the survey for you guys to answer this one? 100 Bahamian men surveyed. Mr. Producer, you see this one? 100 Bahamian men surveyed between the ages of 20 and 50. Survey revealed that 48% experienced this on a daily basis. But thank God I'm part of the 52% that don't experience it. But these 48% said they experienced this on a daily basis. Sometimes at the worst opportunities too. So yeah, that is your brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. All right. Recent survey of 100 Bahamian men, as a matter of fact, between the ages of 20 and 50, 48% said they experienced this on a daily basis. What is it? Sometimes, you know, it happens at an inopportune time, too. So there you go. You got between now, the top of the news, and the 5 o'clock hour. Dear God, I don't want to look at these text lines because I know what some of you are about to text. I really do. All right. Let's check out the headlines real quick. Call out. Just hold the line for me. I'll be with you in a couple of shakes. But got to check out the headliners. Was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views in Madison's 1844, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now at both Fine Thread locations, Talbot Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Be sure to check them out as well online, finethreads.com. All right, big headline, bust up after F&M meeting. So for all of those of y'all who are trying to keep it quiet on social media, done made the headlines. And story by Juan McCartney. Witnesses say Pintard supporter assaulted. Allegedly, you know, the Pintard supporter allegedly assaulted by a Menace supporter. And when you hear the names, it does add up. In the aftermath of a meeting to elect officers at the Free National Movement Golden Isles Constituency Association at Gerald Cash Primary School Tuesday night, a man said to be a staunch supporter of the former Prime Minister, Dr. Hubert Minnis, assaulted an FNM Materials Council member who spoke disparagingly about the former leader's stewardship in office during the meeting, according to the individuals in attendance. I guess someone couldn't handle the truth. Now, allegedly, that Minnis supporter, allegedly, is one Omar Archer, and allegedly, the FNM Materials Stalwart Council member, allegedly, is one, what's the last name? Hiram Kelly. So there you go. Okay? So those are the two individuals allegedly in question here. So where have the Minnesites dropped to? To the guttural level that you can't handle the truth so that you can try beat it into people? Or beat the brakes off people? My God. And I hear that the cut skin that was unleashed on that septuagenarian was legendary. But my God, where you going breaking up a septuagenarian? And for those of you who don't know what a septuagenarian is, that's a 70-year-old. Between 70 and 80. All right? Come on, man. Like, really, is that how guttural we've sunk into now? The prestigious, illustrious FNM? Got, you know, Minnesites or Minnes supporters in their feelings? Can't get it their way? So break up the place?
It's my ball. You didn't pick me. I'm taking it home. Nobody can play.
Listen, you all need a reality check, you Minnesites. Regardless of the good you think that man did, regardless of the good he did do, his public rating is horrible. It sucks. He is one above Putin. Well, he's two above Putin, who's one above Hitler. Okay? That's where he is. Two above Putin, who's one above Hitler. So get it into your heads. And if you care about country so much, you would understand what the public opinion is. After that monumental cut skin at the polls, if you still couldn't get it, the public outcry today, nobody's on his run. Y'all should pack up shop, support the new leader, Mr. Pintaud. If y'all so into country, toe the party line and figure out how you're going to better this country in the next election and not give us empty campaign promises. That's what you need to do. Get over the fact you ain't getting no gravy train no more. Get over the fact no more handouts coming out. No more homies and cronies, lovers and friends and hookup nation. Get over it. Because it's ad nauseum now. The more you do this, you know, Minnesites, the more strength and power you give to Pintaud. Okay? Because at the end of the day, you don't hear the PRP making noise about Pintaud. They focus on the noise associated with former Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis. Because why? They would love, by some miracle, for him to get on the ticket next go round and lead the FNM in the election, and they figure out that's chalk. Chalk. Line them up. You know how they say in Domino, right? Chalk. Line them up. Line them up. Cool. Obviously, you're going to play into it if you're a PRP propagandist. Because, you know, that's the chalk victory right there. That's too straight. And all the while you keep people fanning the flames on this, nobody pays attention to comments that JJ alluded to earlier. Leslie Miller on National Talk Radio. Steve McKinney Show, my good friend, my good colleague, my mentor, as a matter of fact, in a lot in radio, especially talk radio. Liars and hogs. I spoke to Mr. Miller. I said, Mr. Miller, a young MP in question said you lied on me. He said, lied. He said, you lied on me. Well, I'll say it again. Yeah. If you're going to ask the podcast, hey, I hear you called me a liar. Yeah, I did, and I'll say it again. If we've reached that stage with Mr. Miller, the honeymoon is definitely over. We heard from Sparky. Sparky said it was over a couple of weeks ago. Now we're hearing from the legendary PLP himself. One of the grand characters in that party. Man who's brought home the bacon plenty times for them. Mr. Leslie Miller, the pot cake, the beloved pot cake. Boy, the more things change, the more they stay the same in this country. It's especially politically. So yeah, keep an eye on how that all plays out. And we'll talk about it some more in the buzz. More headlines. Halkidis, nothing settled on the fee increases. Economic Affairs Minister Michael Halkidis yesterday in a moment of stirring up hysteria in the public with his pronouncement that the Davis administration intended to collect $90 million in revenue this fiscal year through increased taxes on government services. Well, nothing settled on the fee increases means that it's not a hard no. No, it's not happening. You're all mulling over how much you're all going to hit us with. And again, to this administration, there is nothing visionary or no visionary leadership in just simply taxing the populace. That's just nothing, no. So that's some of your headlines. Let's wrap up your headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. We'll slide up into the buzz. Brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. Let's check out this caller real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man?
Gardner, what's going on, my brother?
You know, I ain't got to say who I am. You know who I am.
Yeah, I know who you are, brother. What you got for me today?
Yeah, but Naughty, watch me now. Two things I want, issues I got. This issue about if you far from the capital, right, y'all vote got twice as much power as my vote in the capital. You know, that's one. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you. What's the next
issue? Right. So, and then the other issue, right? This taxation thing, right? Tell me something. What's the GDP, man?
I don't have it at the top of my fingertips, but
gross domestic.
No, I know what gross domestic product is, man. Right. I say I don't have the figure in front of me there, Gardner.
Right. So when I talk, tell these people, well, these parties are have the same policies on tax. They keep bringing up this rich people. You know what I'm saying? Who this government got paying this? Who this government forcing to pay this? Property tax? Man, property tax is a tax paid all over the world. And the Bahamas is gone.
And people need to pay it, and we need to have income tax as well. If that's the right kind of taxation we're going to do, not just look for other smaller taxes to burden the small man.
So you bring in these poor people who only making a little bit of money in the GDP. All these people, all these different classes who make it, some of them making a million plus in just income. You ain't want taxes, you know?
Now, Gardner, let me ask you this, right? Because you a man, been around a long time, and I sliding into the buzz, the segment brought to you by John Shoes. Be sure to check out John Shoes, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the new, and the flagship store on Rosetta Day. All your back-to-school needs, all right? And they now have small home appliances and homeware and cookware available for you as well, all right? John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store on Rosetta. Check them out today. Now, as we get into the buzz, Gardner, here's my question. See, I asked him if you know what the psych is, right? You got to read. Sometimes when you read, you see everything right there. Halkidis, nothing settled on fee increases. Now, opposition leader, FNM leader, Mr. Michael Pintard, made a comment, and he said that the David administration intended to collect $90 million in revenue this fiscal year through increased taxes on government services. Now, here's the answer. Halkidis replies, the Minister of Economic Affairs Minister, Michael Halkidis replied, nothing settled on the fee increases. Well, Gardner, that don't sound like it's a no, right? If it was a hard no, he would have come out and say, no, we're not going to do that, right?
See, that is itself a revenue, because everybody got a need for everybody, many classes.
Right.
Yeah, so the poor people who drive, like, in other words, you ain't, when you talk with toxin fish, you ain't toxin the domestic product of the country. The income of this country, the people who got the biggest piece of the pie, they don't want to tax these people. And they trying to make poor people at the lower end believe in that income.
And put it on the burden of the small man and woman. That's what I'm saying.
That's foolishness.
And then not even to give a direct answer, to give that veiled answer like.
But
nothing set up. Nothing set up the day.
These people in the media selling this garbage too. These talk show hosts. Come on, man.
Well, you can't beat me with day stick. You can beat me with my stick. You know, I refuse
to do
that. What's going on in the back there again, man? God, every time you call me, fire engine going off or ambulance. What happened? Who's joking? Who else stopping? What's going on?
Hey, you know what? I know you ain't no bootlicker, right?
Yeah, I know bootlicker now. All right, God, now, I appreciate your comments, man.
This thing about this, cause y'all consistency in Haiti, right? And Cat Island, that y'all boat got more power than my boat. That's foolishness, man. You understand me? That is foolishness. Yeah. That ain't no local government we elect, and you electing to be the central government of this country. You see stuff, and right there they robbing poor people, these innocent, inner city people. You taking their power away and giving it. That's like the rich man. Back in the day, getting more votes than, you understand, and be voting with poor people. Thank you.
All right, man. God, be safe, man. I appreciate you calling, as always. Always some fiery commentary. All right, let's get to the break, man. On the flip side of the break, we'll get out of the, you know, the buzz brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. But really, the buzz today, and text us, let me know how you feel. Call us, let me know how you feel. Has this whole, you know, ad nauseum push of former prime minister by certain loyal, blind loyalists to the Menace administration in the FNM, is that now official? Are we at the status of saying, now that's bad for business? And you got notorious council members getting beaten down by irate Menacites? And it's not allegedly, because it's in the papers. So it happened. At what point, FNM, are you all trying to get this by the reins and fall back in line and become a viable option? Because right now, you're, man, listen, you're a dog and pony show right now. Y'all need to clean it up. And all the good that your leader, your new leader, Mr. Pindar, is trying to do, because he's been quite visible lately, and appropriately so, is this what you are trying to do to detract from that movement? Oh, Minnesite, stop being so bitter, man. Stop sucking sour. Get over it. Some things are just one and done. You got to accept it. It is what it is. Better have to been one and done than never have done it all, right? Let's go to the break, Mr. Producer. That was pretty good right there. Sound like that old Houdini rap song.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich with fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger-licking good.
Back to school time is here, and so are the smart styles and great prices at John's. Great prices on brands like Clark, Sperry, Timberland, Fat Farm, and others you've grown to trust over the years. Both you and your child will be happy with their sheet morning, your backpack, and lunch bag or box. John's has you covered. Socks and belts, too. Teachers, we know your job can be hard on your feet, so make sure put them in something easy to work in by coming into John's. And help get yourself ready for the new school year. So to beat the crowd, come on in today to John's and get set for school.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan, dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan, Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan, from the friends you can trust. It's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Do you know that it's not necessary to renew your NIB smart card when the date on the card has expired? That's right. Renewal is not required for children ages 0 to 15 or adults ages 16 to 59 years old. Persons who may apply to renew their NIB card include seniors turning 60 years old, children turning 16 years old, persons whose cards have been lost, damaged, or stolen, first-time Bahamian and permanent resident adults. Non-Bahamians may apply and will be issued a verification letter. For more information on NIB Smart Card renewal, go to nib-bahamas.com or visit our Facebook and Instagram pages today. This message is sponsored by the National Insurance Board.
Get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin', more delectable aromas and more exciting flavors, so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend iced coffee, or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. And of course, like I said, I got to big up my crew over there at KFC now. So don't forget, the drive-thrus are open late and frying for you. You can get your finger licking on right up until midnight at all of the drive-thrus at your favorite KFC location, all right? Monday through Sunday. So yes, enjoy it, all right? You can get your finger licking on till midnight. That's what I'm talking about. As I slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, listen, as you get to your favorite Dunkin' location, let me remind you, it is all about those Dunkin' refreshers, all right? Yes, man, your favorite Dunkin' location, they got it for you. The Dunkin' refreshers. Get ready to mango. They got the strawberry dragon fruit, the mango pineapple, and the peach passion fruit. Cool down all summer long with the Dunkin' refreshers and your coladas at your favorite Dunkin' location, all right? Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Brennan Road with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, where we're going to be live tomorrow. And, of course, two out of the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance. No reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. And as we have the conversation, I want to welcome back. All right, let me see if I get this right now. We got my good friend from Brief, Heather Brockbank. Brockbank, I got it right, right?
Yeah,
hallelujah. God is good. Because I hate when people mess up my name. And then when I mess up their name, I don't want, you know, I just feel bad. Kind of shabbatish, like they say. So what's going on, Heather? All good with the crew over there at Brief?
Yep.
Everybody good? And big up the Casuarine and the crew, you know, my Brief family. But y'all, what's good? Bring me up to snuff, because we got some things to talk about. And yep. I know you're a fountain of information, very precise, very concise. You know what's going on. Real quick, first and foremost, a little update on Exuma. You know, we had that situation with the leak or the spill or whatever it was. Where are we? I know that's going to take a while to recover, you know, environmentally. But right now, immediately, you know, what are we on top of it? Did they do a good job? Did they get it maintained for the majority, for
yes.
the most part?
As far as I'm concerned, I read an article that said the all clear was given on the site. And so they have given all efforts to clean up the spill. And persons I've talked to who've been there said that they don't see any oil. So we're hoping that the ecosystem isn't affected, but it's inevitable regardless, because it is oil going into the water, which is an unnatural substance to be in our oceans. And so we just hope that our ecosystems aren't affected too badly.
For the long term, I know it's going to be a gradual. We can recover, but maybe it takes decades or so to recover from something like that. So you'd be looking at 10 to 20 years. But, you know, to hear the all clear is now done and sounded, mm-hmm. I think we're on the way to recovery. But I think we got to look to be more due diligent moving forward, considering it was, you know, a leak.
Yeah.
The kind of guy, I mean, we got to, you know, got to look at finding some people, or at least making this a teachable moment, in the sense that, okay, moving forward, if this happens again, we now have penalties, we now have fines, you need to clean this up, this is how we do it. And then it makes, you know, the conversation come up, like, what kind of cost-effective ways and maybe environmentally friendly and organic ways mm-hmm. can we clean up these spills? And I've had some people call in and said, Naughty, we know that there's a way that we can do it. So I'm going to get them on the show next week. But I'm big up to AJ. But like I said, how do we stay on top of this, you know, mm-hmm. and we make sure that it's done correctly?
And that's why it's so important that we get an oil drilling ban in the Bahamas to avoid instances like this.
Say it again, girl. Say it again. You know, that's my passion right there. Boil fish, not oil fish. Remember that. Okay? Please, for God's sake. There's some things that just need to remain exclusively Bahamian. And to write on a Saturday or Sunday morning to sit down and recover from a hangover caused by your favorite libation the night before by a boiled fish should not be, you know, violated by oil. And the fact that we could lose all of that. And I say it and because I wanted to hit home, but you guys have to realize we cannot have any kind of oil drilling or exploration. The present administration has said and committed to not drilling for oil. But don't try and get slick talks and say, well, we got carbon credits. Let's check out with the oil would conserve it. You got other ways to do that. Aerial, infrared, so on and so forth. So we got to maintain, if you're not for oil drilling, to kick your feet down deep in the sand, dig in deep, and say, listen, no is no.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important that we have alternate energy sources. Even with solar, hydropower, we have all of these opportunities and all of these amenities.
And don't forget hydroponic as well.
Yep, at our hands, and taking use of them is right where we need to start. And that's why it's so important that here at Brief we teach our kids about the importance of solar power and using the resources that we have naturally given to us.
Now, what's Brief got going on for the kids as far as workshops and so on and so forth to get them caught up, or can they get information online from Brief?
Yep, so here at Brief, we just finished our summer season and we're going into our field trip block as school opens next week.
Awesome.
And so this summer we held 3 summer camps, one in New Providence, one in Andrus, and one in Eleuthera, and a partner day in Exuma. We had a fun time snorkeling with the kids. A lot of kids were first-time snorkelers, and it's so important the kids are comfortable in their marine environment.
Right.
And
surrounded by water, we need to know how to swim.
Yep, definitely. It's really, really a great skill, not only knowing how to swim, but knowing how to
snorkel as well.
Yeah, and benefit from your environment, even if you want to grow up and be a fisherman like your father. On these islands, a lot of people's parents are fishermen, and so passing down those trades and knowing about the marine environment around you that sustains your way of life is really, really important when you're growing up in the Bahamas.
I agree. And for the fact that they need to know that we face climate change. And mm-hmm. and you know, we've been talking about it for a while, not just at the hot, you know, narrative for now, like some people, but we have definitely been on this for a minute, for years. And to know that kids at a young age, thanks to Brief, are getting, you know, up close and personal on these snorkeling trips. And they get to see coral reefs. They get to see the marine life. They get to see mangroves. They get to see all this kind of stuff and know the importance of what we're trying to preserve. And I'm glad to know that in Grand Bahama now, they've had the ease of access to go ahead and plant mangroves so they can go ahead and, you know, regenerate, because that's one of the biggest carbon credit producers that we have and can make us a ton of money to benefit the country on carbon credits. However, got to maintain them. And we maintain them by not allowing huge resorts to dig up the beaches and dig up the mangrove protected areas, which are nurseries for grouper and crawfish and lobster and conch and everything else.
Yep, and that's why I tell people a lot of times when it comes to climate change, it's really important that we look at an aspect for a bottom-up change rather than a top-down change
right. Solely.
A top-down change is important, but having a bottom-down change where people feel like they're invested in helping their country, and even going to the kids first so you educate the kids and they tell their parents and they talk about it within their communities is really important, because overall that is still spreading awareness of the issues that we face, and it's really important that even the youth are informed about it.
And I think you guys do a great job, so you know, keep on doing what you guys are doing. But listen, let me know how folks can sign up. You said we're back to school, so here come kids who want projects and field trips and so on and so forth. How did they get in touch with Brief, and how did they get more information from you guys?
Yep, you can visit our website at brief.org or email brief@brief. Brief is B-R-E-E-F, not B-R-I-E-F. And you can go on our website or email brief@brief and request or ask to be taken on a field trip for your class if you're a teacher, or ask how you can get information. We have a lot of educational modules on our website, and so that is also helpful as well if you're looking for marine knowledge.
And some folks texting in, I remember seeing on social media a petition for oil drilling. What's the, you know, the update or the website or the petition where they can go and sign up and, you know, voice their opinion, how they feel on oil drilling?
Well, they can visit the Our Islands, Our Future website, so ourislandsourfuture.org, and they can sign the petition there on the website.
And more information will be there as well. But like I said, if you're passionate about it, you have to understand that these are the places where you can get the pertinent information to know exactly what we're up against and how we need to go in a different direction. And again, we got to have you back because we got to talk. Like I said, we got to talk going green, solar energy, hydroponic energy, wind, because we have all the components to do it. I mean, you should be able to get completely off the grid if you wanted to and get completely solar in 10 years.
And that's why it's even more important. Being a small island developing nation, we are more susceptible to climate change. So when we do hopefully not experience these hurricanes.
Yeah. Again, knock on wood.
Yep. Having these alternate energy sources is what's going to save us in the long run. Having solar powered generators in the case that we don't have any fuel. And different things like that. So all of these things really encompass
and
into why it's
you
so
say
important.
Fuel, you know, back to oil drilling, fossil fuels are going to be obsolete in 30 to 40 years.
Yep.
So why are we trying to invest and go gung-ho in that now when we could be getting ahead of the game using what we have in our backyard and, mm-hmm. and 350 days of sunshine every year? I'm sure if we did it right and you use land like Abaco, certain portions of Freeport, Andrus, the big yard,
definitely.
You could have a couple of huge solar panel fields out there just raining in the power, not only powering us, but allowing us to sell to the region as well.
Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to know that climate change now is adaptation and not prevention. And so really...
Yeah, because it's coming. It's going to happen. It's like no avoiding it, so be prepared. I'm so glad you said that.
Mm-hmm. And definitely changing your lifestyles and even being prepared. It's inevitable at this point. And so preparing your lifestyles, families, and communities for these events that may happen as a result of climate change is one step closer to helping the solution.
All right. Well, I appreciate you popping in, as always, and being so candid. Anything else we didn't cover? We good, right?
Yep.
Get everything up to snuff. And I know y'all got some video campaigns dropping this weekend, so y'all got to keep an eye out for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
You might see my ugly mug in one or two of them as well, all right? So share them and get them around, especially if you're passionate about the environment, about protecting our coral reefs, our mangroves, our nurseries in the mangroves. You know, you don't want oil drilling. No drill, no spill. You know, boil fish, not oil fish. All that good stuff. Log on, sign up with Brief, and get all the information you can, and go out and support them whenever you can. And if you can make a donation, go ahead and do that too, man. Because, all right, they're all here for us to protect what we have. All right, so big up to my Brief crew, everybody. And big up to Casuarina. She's in New Providence this week, or she's back in Eleuthera?
I think she's in New Providence.
There you go, man. So big up my whole entire Brief crew. And thank you for stopping by, as always. And let me see if I got a question here. Naughty, the oil might be cleaned up, but it will still have effects on the fishes. Mm-hmm. Did you just type in fishes or fishies? Did you just type in fishies? Texter, I appreciate a very, you know, knowledgeable text, but did you just type in fishies? That's what I want to know. Mr. Producer, they saying fishies again in 2022. Fishies, look at that, Annie. So let's get to the break, but before we get to the break, let me just give you a quick heads up, all right? That we do have, big up to the crew over there at the Island Game, and we do have another winner in Percy's pension plan, all right? Mm-hmm. The latest winner, all right? Is none other than, drum roll please, Monique S. Big up to Monique S. She just won her a $400 a week pension for a year, courtesy of Percy's pension plan and the Island Game. All right, and if you feel lucky about sports, you definitely want to check out the Island Game sportsbook simply by logging on to theislandgame.com. Quick break. On the flip side of the break, we're going straight to the news. All right, and out of the news, we'll be into the 5 o'clock hour, and we'll be talking sports. It's the Thursday edition, the 25th of August edition of Talking Heads, picking it up right after this.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Passion Fruit, and the new Mango Pineapple. Sip an ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. The fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy? Who this is? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name? Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list, because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC. Nassau. It's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank of Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Thursday, August 25th edition continues right now. 5:12 p.m. is the time, and you know we talk sports in the 5 o'clock hour. I'm sure Pearlie will be zooming in short order. Keep an eye out for Pearlie and Peter Raheem, both of them chiming in today most probably. And lots to talk about sports-wise as well. Big game tonight, all right? Yep, you got to get down there to the Kendall G. L. Isaacs gym. That's where it's going on. Well, actually, yeah. At the Kendall G. L. Isaacs Gym, all right? Win, lose, or draw. The Bahamas basketball is about to enter a new stratosphere as the nation prepares to enter its highest level of competition in history, all right? And you definitely want to be there. Team is fully loaded, all right? Two of three of our professionals are on board, or NBA professionals are on board. Of course, Buddy Hield and Kai Jones. Buddy Hield of the Indiana Pacers, Kai Jones of the Charlotte Hornets. Missing in action, DeAndre Ayton of the Phoenix Suns. Might be busy counting the money from the new contract. All right. So it's going down tonight at the Kendall G. L. Isaacs Gym. All right. The squad is engaging in the high-energy practice sessions leading up to the game. All right. But like I said, the game is Thursday set for 8 p.m. Doors open at 5, and the game against Argentina will get underway at 9:40 p.m. All right? So you definitely, definitely got to check it out. Okay? So be sure to get to the gym early. Game is at 8. As you get off work now, you might want to do what you need to do to get where you need to be so you can be there, because tip-off is 8 o'clock. All right? And right after that, you got the... Okay, the game is set for 8 p.m. Doors open at 5, so they're open now. And the game against Argentina is going to get underway at 9:40. All right? So get on out there and check it out. In addition to Buddy Hield and Kai Jones, the team is loaded. Like I said, Michael Thompson III is on board. Now, you know, that's Clay's older brother, Trace's older brother, and he's doing his thing. All right? Minister of Youth Sports and Culture Mario Boleg said he supports the stance of the Federation moving forward with players who are available to play. I have it. I don't believe you. And obviously, you know, referring to Ayton now, who's not playing, I haven't reached out to him. I don't believe you should have to make an appeal for anyone to represent their country. That's just my view on that, said the minister. So still, it remains mum's the word as to why he's not playing. But I'm glad that Buddy and Kai Jones are playing. It's very important. And we're building on something here. So that's definitely a good look. All right? And we got Pearly chimed in yet? Okay, good.
Sitting pretty and smiling.
I'll give you the smiling part. I don't know about the pretty part. So we'll talk about that.
Man, the people out there think I'm a pretty good-looking young man. Yep. Don't try that.
That is fine. And they need to get their glasses checked. No, I agree. I agree. But the game tonight, like I said, this is definitely, you know, the FIBA International Basketball World Cup, and that's going on tonight. So we'll talk more about that in a little bit, obviously, when we get to the home court, okay? And, you know, first and foremost, Peter trying to zoom in now, too, so make sure he gets in as well. You know, it's Thursday, Pearly. Pedrini's in the building, and the Yankees won, so watch out. I'm just telling you. And Earl.
I'm going to try to, you know, I know Peter's going to run over something. I'm not going to make you mad.
Earl. Just remind him it's a travel day for the Dodgers, okay?
Yeah.
Before we get all fired up, okay? So let me get into this real quick. All right. And when I say real quick, I gotta get into it because you know we want to know what happened today in sports history. You know what I mean? Most definitely. Yep. And it's all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And I know Peter's in the building because I could hear the chains rattling in the console of the truck.
I love me a pickup truck, my man.
You got Terry Bradshaw fantasies going on in your head, man. Hold on a second. Don't make no noise, Peter. Quiet. Let me do today in sports history, brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And don't forget happy hour Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 at Naughty Johnny's. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you. 377-7776. Always worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza to Naughty Johnny's. Today is August 25th, 2022. And on this day in sports history, 1946, Ben Hogan won the PGA in Portland, Oregon. It was his first major golf title. 1985, Dwight Gooden became the youngest pitcher to win 20 Major League Baseball games in a season for the New York Mets. And that's pretty much it, what happened on today that was worthwhile in sports history. Big quote today, I'll always be number one to myself, Moses Malone. Go ahead and say it, Earl. I could never say Mo Malone without Earl saying fo.
I met him, you know, he got a big hands, but I met him right here at the party in the Bahamas shortly after they beat us. I thought about chopping him with a tongue share, but I figured I'd get locked up, so I let him slide.
Okay, boy, let me tell you something. Let's get your comments on this, guys, before we get into the home court and we talk about tonight's big game and a couple other local things. And then, of course, later on coming up, we got the Who's In and Who's Out segment brought to you by Naughty Johnny's. I know who the heck is out in Dallas, and oh, boy, was that a blow.
I know who's in L.A., Lakers. We'll get back to that shortly.
Can I tell you something? I often refer to the young man the Lakers traded for today. Now, Earl, let's be real. Patrick Beverley, great defender, great off-the-ball defender, all of that, right? But have you not seen a couple of Podesky Joneses that distinctly resemble Patrick Beverley? And I'm saying frequent in Podesky, specific to Podesky, not Fish Fry, not anywhere else, Podesky. And the two of you are laughing because you are probably not the same individual. I'm thinking of who look just like Patrick Beverley.
No comment.
Anyhow, I can leave that one like that. But anyhow, let's get up into it as we slide it. We got the big game tonight, like I said. And it's the Kendall GL Isaacs gym. It's Team Bahamas. And they're playing in the 2020, they're trying to qualify and advance to the 2023 FIBA International Basketball Federation World Cup. My big thing is the team is ready to go. Buddy Hield from the Indiana Pacers checked in, ready to play. Kai Jones from the Charlotte Hornets checked in, ready to play. No DeAndre Ayton. Mum's the word. The quote from Minister Boleg from U Sports and Culture basically was, listen, I haven't really reached out to him. I don't believe you should have to make an appeal for anyone to represent that country. That's just my view on that, said the minister.
I agree with him. I agree with him 100%. 100%. If you don't want to represent your country, fine. It's on you.
And they got a good coach, Chris DeMarco, and one of the top assistants with the NBA's world champion Golden State Warriors. And he said he's looking forward to this window of qualifiers. Quoted as saying, I was real excited from the first practice with these guys. They bring high energy to the gym, and they're all enthusiastic about playing for this team. These guys sacrifice a lot to come here and to play for their home country, and they really need the support of the Bahamian people. We're real excited for these next few games, and we're going to go out there and do what we can. Minister Boleg is also appealing to the public for support of the team. So, going out and support it. Like I said, Kendall GL Isaacs Gym, doors open, are already open now. Game starts at 8, the Bahamas and Venezuela. And then later on, we have the 9:40 game with Argentina. And who is Argentina taking on tonight? Let me look at it again. Who is Argentina's opponent? I have it here. But I'll pull it up. Pearly, you don't have it? I'm sure you quick. You,
no,
you,
I didn't.
Quick draw, McGraw. You ain't got it? You used to have
Slow
it.
On me. Slow to
I know if it was offensive line or a quarterback, Peter would have it off the top of his head.
I stepped away to go and flip something in my air fryer. That's all I put that out there.
You put something in your air fryer?
Oh, yeah. That's the greatest gift I've ever received.
Are you air frying again? Okay, Venezuela and the Bahamas.
I'm actually making homemade potato chips. Just have something to snack on as we talk.
Oh, boy. You got Venezuela and the Bahamas at 8 p.m. And then at 9:40, you got Argentina and Canada. They have it slated here as a 10:40 start, but I think it's 9:40. But nonetheless,
but my thing is, why would they put our game first? They should have put chose our game over the gym empty.
But that's okay. Pearly, your company. Hold on. Your company is not handling the logistics. Your PR company ain't dealing with it. So don't talk for free. Let them pay you for your ideas, my brother. Argentina and Canada playing the crickets. Okay? That ain't your fault.
Yes, sir.
Jiminy will be calling the second half of that one. You know what I mean? Because come on, he's like, okay.
You want to get in free, guys? Go about 10 o'clock. I guess there's nobody in the gym that gotta let you in.
You gotta let you in, for real. But anyway, nonetheless, go out and support Team Bahamas and stick around for the second game and keep the gym packed.
I understand the tickets are sold out, so that's a good thing.
Wonderful.
I always enjoyed seeing NBA players play for their national team, especially against Team USA, because it means that you know that you're probably not going to win the gold because Team USA is out there, but you're still coming. They're representing your country. The Gasol brothers, I always watched Spain play for that reason. So I don't know what's going on with DeAndre Ayton. Maybe he's up too busy playing video games. But play for your country is an honor. It's a privilege to play for your country. So I agree with the Minister of Sports completely. You know, you got something better to do than to come and represent your country that gave birth to you and all that. Fine. Go somewhere else. We're not going to beg you to play. We got other Bahamians who are talented who would love the opportunity. So I don't understand that. Because when the NBA Dream Team came together to play in the Olympics, you don't have to beg Jordan to go and play. I'm pretty sure Jordan's got way more talent than DeAndre Ayton. You don't have to beg Jordan and Bird to go and play. They were happy to go and represent the country. In fact, one of the best friends, was 20 years ago, asked people, said, give me what numbers did Jordan wear? People always say 23 and 45. Like, wrong. He also wore number 9 when he played in the Olympics. And Jordan still has his gold medal that he is very proud of. So I don't understand the thought process. Maybe, Earl, you could shed some light on the thought process. I don't know why you wouldn't want to represent the Bahamas.
I don't know the reason why he's not playing, so I'm not going to speculate. You know, he may be hurt. He may have a previous arrangement. He may not want to play. The new contract might have gone on his head. I don't know. But what I know is, and people going to want to know why you didn't play. You at least say something to the people. Right? Because you're going to want these same people, you're going to be high-fiving you and hating you and watching you play. Well, you don't need us. Is that it? I mean, I'm not saying.
Well, just show up. Half of success in life is showing up. Just show up. And play. Even if you have an injury, fine. Right. If you have an injury, fine. He's come out and support. You know, be like, I can't beat you guys. You know, whatever. But I'm here. I can't play. That, I'm situation.
The minister said when he's on the show the last time that the NBA has given waivers and there's special insurance and everything taken out for these players to play. That's why they're all playing. Players playing for all these countries. All these players playing. That fellas be talking about that one. You can feel, oh, man, I can play, man. I ain't gonna play. Fellas talk about how they play for the country and how they play and they do this. That's a big thing to talk among themselves and brag about on the team. Anyway, it is
right. When they get back in the training camp, they'll be like, hey, y'all saw me, you know, your buddy's gonna be like, hey, y'all saw me to the Bahamas, right? That's right. That's right. Don't sleep. We coming for y'all. It's fantastic. It's great. You know? So, I don't know if he's too busy playing NBA Live or whatever, but dude, like, come out, at least become as a spectator and give moral support if for whatever reason you can't participate. That's fine, but he's come and give moral support. You're not even, is he even in the country?
I think he may still be here. If not, he might have just left. But you know what? You got to try find an official statement. I mean, just from his agent, it was like he's not available to play. And I don't know if it's something to do with his contract with the Suns, side of the NBA.
If LeBron, come on, man. LeBron James playing. Steph Curry playing. Klay Thompson playing.
Ben Simmons.
Earl, you mean LeBron playing for Team USA?
He played already. I don't be playing this time.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was playing now. And I was like, what? You mean I can't watch Team USA play either? Wow, that sucks.
I think Kevin Durant plays with Team USA too, so they're playing. You know? What's going on with Aiden?
You see what I did there, right, Burley? You see what I did, right? I just want to know if you saw what I did.
Is Ja Morant playing for Team USA? You want to bring Naughty in to watch the game? But Ja Morant, USA uniform, Naughty will be there.
I'll be courtside, buddy.
Which from Rich Big Earl about being there. Earl, did the Venezuelan basketball team bring any of their cheerleaders? I am just asking for a friend. That friend.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'll check it out and get back to you on that.
Yes, I think that is important information to be.
I understand,
circular.
You know.
Listen, what would be more important was if they brought Venezuelan superstar Winifred Fernandez to actually come. And see, I threw Earl's kryptonite out there. You heard that, Peter? You heard that? Yeah. Oh my God. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Now, I just want to let you know, after Earl, we've only got Winifred.
I know. Isn't that rough? No. There was another. No. Anyway, we'll talk later.
We'll talk later. Yeah, we'll talk later.
The after dark of the.
No. My wife approves of all my celebrity and sports crushes. She knows I still holding strong with Halle Berry. And to the texter who's about to text, she will always be mine before you. And then, Earl, we're allowed to replace if one retires, correct?
Yeah, okay. Halle Berry doesn't play sports.
No, that's my celebrity crush.
We have that same taste.
And then she knows this broke off, wicked, like weird, strange little piece of Taraji P. Henson and Nia Long is right there too. If like Holly break a heel, then Nia Long could step in and play for Holly. Is that fair enough, Earl?
I go with Nia, but I have this two other women. I had this fixation or Angela.
Yeah, pass it. But Jolie.
Go on. Jolie.
Oh, no, I like the bastard. No, if it's Jolie, if it's Jolie, she can draw your blood and make you wear an amulet around your neck and make you adopt foreign children.
That's fine. And then it was Sharon. What Sharon's last name was?
Sharon.
Yes.
You sound like, hey, Bernie, it's all coming out now. You're like all Bandini Brown. You know, and you know what Bandini said when he went back with Ali after the breakup, right? The champ loves me, and I love the champ. We love each other from the womb to the tomb. At least they come back, man. Stay off the pork and the white woman. And let me just tell you, I ain't had pork in 6 months, but Jesus, them white women.
I said, like, even though she's married now, Skylar Diggins, she's a Cedar Smith now. So,
oh, you went to the WNBA for that?
Well, she can ball. She can ball.
Yeah, man, listen to me, Earl. I can't tell you where to lie. Lisa Leslie still got it. I saw her last year at the Ice Cube's 3-on-3. She was one of the coaches.
Yep.
Man, listen here. She had on the full-piece business suit, you know, the pants and the jacket, you know, Italian cut with the heels and everything. I'm like, man, look at Lisa Leslie. Look at Lisa. She scored 100 points in the game, too, in high school.
Well, what I like about it is my crush on her could be legit because, you know, and I'm trying to be polite how I say this. When you meet a woman,
Yeah, but no, I don't think Lisa likes what you like, girl. So I think you ought to a safe, you ought to a compatible.
I think she has a couple of kids.
Here's a texter right here. Naughty, Pearly, and Peter. How about this? Aiden just signed a big contract. Maybe he has a clause in that contract that doesn't allow him or want the Suns to allow him to play outside of the NBA, kind of like what I alluded to earlier. We got to double-check the parameters of that because I'd like an answer. And, I mean, like I said, is this right? If he doesn't want to play, just say so. It's all good. We can respect that.
I respect all right, you, but why in the country, why aren't you at the court to support?
No,
you
could be in the Bahamian has an agreement. I think the NBA has an agreement with the FIFA or with them to allow NBA players to be the special insurance is taken out.
Yeah.
I'll find it odd if there's a clause in his contract saying he can't play. Because why you don't see people like these other superstars who probably are more bigger than him in the NBA, who got more fame in the NBA.
LeBron, flat out.
Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan did.
I mean,
come on, man.
I get it that they might want to be compensated or certain things, but that's a work in progress. But they have to realize right now they are pioneers. They are trailblazers, taking us to potentially a level of basketball that we have never achieved in the history of this country, despite many illustrious basketball players preceding them. So at this moment, we're on the cusp, we're on the precipice of actually, so all hands on deck. And if you can make it, just give me an explanation so I know where you're headed at for future reference. That's all.
I agree. But Naughty, you know what? I hope the team Bahamas does really, really well, and they rub it in his face. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, as long as he's on a road trip.
I don't want to say that because we don't know why he's not playing. It could be a very legitimate reason.
I will say it like this.
I'm not going to say that.
I'm all for a little bit of, you know, teammate locker room goosey, and I have no problem with that. Boy, you should have been with us last time, because, you know, you'd have been on that winning squad. Boom. You know, I get that. That's a little ribbon and nudging. I could live with that. I mean, just personal attacks or throwing under the bus because you're not participating. No, I'm not condoning that. But if you got a little wiggle room in the locker room, hey, buddy, you didn't, you know, that locker rooms are locker rooms. You know?
At the same time, here's the thing that the text didn't address. Why can't he be at the game?
That's
Where
a good
else
question.
Got to be on planet Earth?
If he's in country, I hope he'd at least be at the game or in support.
Well, why aren't you in country? Jesus Christ. Tom Brady missed the entire Tom Brady Buccaneers training camp because he's in Baker's Bay. And he's not even Bahamian.
So why are you complaining, though? He's in the Bahamas, though?
Peter.
So why can't you go support the Bahamas?
Peter, I'm not going to allow you to speculate until we know what the reasoning is.
And
we don't know why he's not here.
Until
we find out why he's not here, you can't jump on him. What if he had an injury and has to be taken, getting treatment right now?
Life-threatening injury for a game that's scheduled that you knew about months in advance?
He might have.
You don't know. No. First of all, his career's first. You don't know what the doctor scheduled. You don't know what they have planned. You don't know. We didn't know we were going to play this game if we didn't win couple weeks ago. But Peter, his health is first. His health is first. So if he's hurt or anything else, we have to find out the reasoning first. If it's isn't not a good reason, I'll be the first to eat him for breakfast. Don't speculate until we are sure what's the reason.
I agree with Pearly on that.
Is he hurt?
No reason. Peter, when they say no reason has been given, we got to wait for the reason. If there's no reason, we don't know. We don't know if it's injury. We don't know if it's contractual. We don't know if it's personal. So, like Brady said, we can't speculate.
The game is tonight. All of you work PR. So, the right thing to do, like every other celebrity on planet Earth does, is before the game, they get out in front of it and say, hey, I can't play. I wish I could play. I support my team.
Peter,
can't play because of
X, Y, Z. Now that comes from his. Hold on. That comes. If speaking of PR, then that would come from his publicist who needs to do that. As far as we're concerned, when it broke a week ago, we were all over it saying, "Why can't we get a reason why this boy ain't playing?" For lack of a better way to put it.
Right, and his publicist works for him. Right.
Exactly. So the onus is on the publicist now to say, hey, Chief, DeAndre, we need to put out a statement. You know, we're getting some flack from the Bahamian press talking about your absence in this FIBA championship. Buddy's playing. Kai Jones is playing. What say you? I'm playing because X, Y, and Z, and this Y. Okay, good. Let me fix it up for you. We regret to inform you that DeAndre won't be able to make this due to personal reasons. However, he wishes the team the best, like you say, so on and so forth, and he will try his endeavor best to be available for the next time the Bahamas takes the court in the pursuit of FIBA 2023 or whatever.
I understand that, Naughty, but it should be the publisher's account.
You have a vast, illustrious career in PR, and I tip my hat to you in that, sir. So please, am I on the right path with how it should be done? Was the protocol correct, or was I missing something?
You're very right.
Now, as far as Peter's point, though, they should have been in front of it, agreed?
Yes, I agree with him on that. They should have been in front of it. They should be saying something. But all I'm saying is we shouldn't speculate until we find out.
And obviously,
but they're causing the rumor mill to grow. They're causing the innuendos and the speculation.
Right, because we haven't had a specific statement. We've just had that one statement from Aiton's camp. He's not available to play. Well, okay, fine. Can we know why, please?
Okay.
What happened?
How about this for a statement? I, DeAndre Aiton, telling you who work for me. I love my Bahamian people. I don't want them to think that I, you know, don't want to play. I want to do Team Bahamas. So you let them know that I'm not playing, but I want to play, but I can't play because of X, Y, and Z. You make sure you tell them that.
Well,
that's what should happen.
But it's not.
Publicist doesn't have to come to you and say, oh, by the way, the country that, you know, you're from, the Bahamas, having a basketball game, and by the way, you're not in it. You have any words to say that, you know, to make the people understand? No, you should go to the publicist and say, hey, I'm a Bahamian.
I pay you as my publicist to continue to control my public relations. Your job is to get messaging on mail. You're supposed to be telling me when I should talk, when I shouldn't talk, what I should say, how I should say it. I don't know this. I'm a basketball player. I don't know nothing about public relations. That's your job, brother.
Right, Earl. The publicist can fit it up, but I go to you and say, hey, I want it out there. I want people to know I'm a Bahamian, and I want people to know I'm not playing, but I want to play for my country. This is why.
The publicist should come to him and say, bro, you ain't playing. What are we going to tell the public? Because you know people are going to ask questions, what's going on. He may have told his publicist, don't say nothing.
And that's why we got mums the word.
Which is the problem. Because you, as a Bahamian, do you think you should tell us what's going on? Because we love and we support you. So what? We're not worthy enough of getting an explanation?
I agree.
An hour before game time, we don't know what's going on. One of the biggest stars in the Bahamas. So you don't think you'll owe us anything? Well, great then.
I agree.
We agree with you, Peter.
Breathe.
There's nothing wrong with you being upset by him not explaining. All I'm saying is don't speculate what the issue is. Be mad at him for not telling us why he's not playing. That's it. That's all we can do.
All right, let's get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll be picking up the conversation, all right? This is a wrap-up of our, you know, home court segment, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, and it's all about that King's Feast. Featuring the Greek Whopper. Get it your way. Flame grilled beef based. All right. And it's filled with goodness. Small fries, small drink. You get the cream cheese tart, Danish in there, man. It's all good. It's fully loaded, man. All right. All that goodness. $13, VAT included. All right? It's the Greek Whopper, only at your favorite Burger King location. Available for takeout, drive-through, and delivery with the Craven app. On the flip side of the break, we're going to jump into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Talking Heads, August 25th edition, the Thursday edition, continues right after this.
Opa! Burger King Nassau is bringing you the fresh Greek flavors you love done the BK way. Come and enjoy the new Greek Whopper with a delicious combination of tzatziki sauce, feta cheese, red onions, and refreshing cucumber on our signature flame-grilled patty. Or go Greek with a plant-based Whopper or crispy chicken sandwich. All three delicious sandwiches are topped off with lettuce and tomato and made the Burger King way. Bring your friends and experience the Greek Whopper lineup at BK Nassau, where taste is king.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Summer fun has begun, and KFC has a tasty dinner solution that won't break the bank. Enjoy the KFC Great Pick, packed with four thighs and fried to golden perfection. Plus your choice of a large mashed potato with gravy or four buttery biscuits. Real food for real people, and only for $20. Happiness comes in buckets at KFC. Be happy. Save at KFC. KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste. Defined Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, Defined Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Defined Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loans. A big baller. Until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
We're gonna give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, if winning is a must, come play the game you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account. Percy's Island Game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Thursday, August 25th edition continues right now. And I'm telling you, man, we got to get up into the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check out Tropical Gyros, all right? Make sure you don't let the week pass without you getting over there. All right, Chef Karma and the crew waiting on you, all right? Check them out on that original Bahamian Gyro at Tropical Gyros. Nothing compares to Tropical Gyros. All right, so let's get into it. Let's look at some news from around the NFL. Rams and Bengals ended the practice after multiple fights today, Pearly and Peter. We'll get to that in a second. I got a call coming through. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, what's happening, good buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Maybe you had the latest news what's going on around town.
What happened?
You hear that on the western end of the island, they have thousands of dead fish floating up on the beaches around by Nesbitt.
Yes, I saw some news about that earlier. I talked to one of my friends who happens to be a marine biologist, so I'm going to get some pertinent information on that. But due to, like, climate change, like the temperatures in the water, that could be causing that. That could be a cause of it.
Yeah.
There could also be some toxins in the water. So we have to do our due diligence and figure out exactly. But that's why I didn't really comment on it until I got a firmer grasp and a better idea as to what the situation is.
You don't think that might be just people in town that beach in the water swimming and don't know what's going on?
But that's Delaporte. Now you think it might be coming up to what's on this beachside spot? Is that what you're saying?
That's water. You know, water don't stay stagnant.
No, I know, and we got
water currents. In a pool that stays stagnant. Water in the ocean is moved. You don't know which way she's moving.
Right.
I don't know, because Mookie Johnson... just told me, you know, he lived right down there by Nesbitt. And he told me all kind of barracuda and porgy and all kind of fish up on the beach.
Well, I need to go ride around them when I get off and have a gander, have a closer look.
Don't boil it and make no smooth fish.
No, sir.
Okay, so
all
you
right.
You might have the belly.
Yeah, for real. I mean, they're done.
Warn people, don't leave them fish alone, man. Don't mess with them.
We'll get on this, Sparky. Thanks, all man. Right. I got you. Yeah, I appreciate man. The heads up. But it's true, man, you shouldn't really dabble in those kind of fish that you find washed up on the shoreline. Obviously, something got them washed up on the shoreline. All right, let's go to the text lines. A naughty DeAndre don't owe anybody no explanation, because when his parents were struggling to put him through college, we're government or Bahamians. We like to expect a lot from athletes, and we go to struggle to get where they are. Now, everyone wants to expect you to perform. He should play if he wants to, but doesn't owe his country jack. Okay. Let me just comment, and then I can let Earl and Peter comment on this. But there is a modicum of respect, considering you were discovered by Jeff Rogers at the Jeff Rogers basketball camp and academy, and put on the road to success by Jeff Rogers, opening up the doors to basketball-affiliated persons across, you know, the length and breadth of this country and then throughout the United States. He put his network to work, and obviously DeAndre ended up in a greater position than he was. You can't deny the height and the talent that walked into Jeff's basketball camp. But Jeff did the right thing by paying it forward. And DeAndre should do the right thing by paying it forward. Okay? So he does owe the country a modicum of respect to say, hey, I'm not deciding to play this time because of this. Okay? Because obviously, if you're a proud Bahamian, this is obviously something, you know, that holds a lot of magnitude. This is big. So the least you can do, since you're looked at in such high regard and high esteem, being an NBA player who just recently signed a lucrative contract, you know, that you know, reinforces the skill level you have and speaks to how talented you are, then you should give back. All the great ones do. And in this case, it was just given back in the form of an explanation. Then it should be given back. But there was the Bahamas there helping him get on the path to get success and to land in the right spot to end up where he is today. So, yeah, Bahamians did do something. One in particular, Jeff Rogers, off the top of my dome, texter. So I think they do owe a modicum of respect in paying it forward like others did by working with them. Let's get to this call, and then Pearl and Peter, I want you to chime in on our Texas comments right there. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Judge, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, man, I think respect is owed, right? But for the moment of a contract, as you know, as one of the highest paid basketball players in the world.
Correct.
I believe that is in his contract.
Well, it's been cleared by the NBA, as Earl and Peter alluded to earlier, to go ahead and play. If yep. there is a loophole in the contract, then just say so. Contractually, yep. I am not obligated or permitted to play. It breaks my yep. heart, but contractually, yep. I cannot.
Yeah.
Problem solved. No more yep. allegations, no more innuendo, no more speculation. It's cut and dry.
$136 million a year, you know, some strange stuff going on, buddy.
Well, you know, I guess you gotta have three figures not to play, because Buddy making $96 million, and Kai about to make, you know, his rookie deal,
yeah.
which ain't cheap. So hey,
yeah. Yeah.
We'll see.
So Steph Curry making money, right? And he playing. So okay.
maybe you should take out a contract through Lloyd's of London so he could play. Maybe that's just me being, you know.
Maybe if you play for the Phoenix Suns, you can't play. You know, for it just gets so it just so specific.
But the more important thing is right now, I think we need to focus on getting people to the gym. It's 5:00. The gym is open. The game is at 8:00.
Yeah.
You know, they got Argentina and Canada at 9:40. Go out and support Team Bahamas. You know, yeah, some more points crying who's in or who's out of the lineup. It's, you know, pretend yeah. he got injured. He can't play. Now we understand he can't play. Okay, keep it moving. Let's go. Let's cheer yeah. on the team. Let's support the team and let's cheer them to a victory. That's where we need to be.
Right, I'm really glad that Buddy Hield is playing. I think he has a very bright future. If there's any chance at all he can end up playing for the Lakers, I would totally support that. But I'm really glad to see how well Buddy's developed since coming to the NBA. His development all the way through college has just continued. And his game is just so much better now than it was as working in the NBA. He continues to evolve and develop his game. And I could not be happier for him. I really could not be. And I hope him and Team Bahamas win tonight. And I hope, you know, they take it all the way and they win a gold. You know, people say you can't, but you never know. You never know. And it would be a great thing. It would be.
What about Lake Placid? Lake Placid. Don't forget Lake Placid. Anything is possible, man.
That's right.
Earl, you got anything to say? What's your take on this?
Let's get to the bottom of it.
All right. All right. That's what you want to know. Let's get to the bottom of it. All right, Carl, I appreciate you calling in, man. Good stuff, as always, man. And like I said, let's get up into my picks right now. We got to slide out of who's in and who's out already, of course, by Tropical Gyros, and get into my picks for tonight. So who you like there tonight, Pearl? You see anything in baseball you like? Let me put in and guess what? The show's about to wrap, but we got to talk about this in depth tomorrow. One of the biggest things, who's out tonight, okay? I was going to say, and out for the foreseeable future, in Dallas, Tyron Smith, all pro, you know? Potential first ballot Hall of Famer.
Can we get Justin from 30
Hold
seconds
on.
Before we go?
Hamstring torn clean off the bone.
And took some of the bone with it, I understand.
Surgery out for indefinitely. I think the chapter of Tyron Smith in Dallas has closed. I think Tyler Smith needs to go immediately to left tackle. That's what we drafted him for. Plug and play Connor McGovern at the left guard at center. You got Zach Martin over there at right guard.
By now you making it sound, y'all in trouble. You can try and make it pretty up all you want and move this one to the rest.
Calm down. We got Eric Fisher coming in for a visit. We got a couple of other big behemoths coming in. We're going to rectify the situation.
Who's the guy we got from you? Who's the left guard we got from you?
And you can
who's
still keep him. You could still have him.
No, who's him? You're going to miss him.
No. Connor Williams. No, Connor Williams, we're not going to miss. And guarantee you, Earl, by game three, you could be calling me and saying, Naughty, you could take this play back. Like, seriously, buyer's remorse. Here's a case of Bud Light. Here's a 40-ounce of Jack. Here goes some nachos. Can you take this play back?
You blame all them penalties on him, and I didn't see no change in your penalties. I didn't see any change in your penalties.
This is where I beg to differ. Out of the 17 penalties that we had in the first game, 8 of them or 9 of them came on the defensive side of the football.
Okay. I'm Naughty. Addressing the whole left tackle now, I think Eric Fisher bringing him makes a ton of sense. Instead of trading away draft capital, which you could use to, you know, get the next
replacement
great left tackle of Dallas, right? Bring him in, 1 year deal, 2 year deal if available, you know, and you have, I believe there's some restructuring in the
salary cap. No, but listen, Dallas has got $20 million in salary cap to play with, so we could not only sign him.
He signed with nobody yet. There's a reason why he's not signed with anybody.
That's a valid point, Earl. He's 31. That's kind of getting up there for offensive linemen. But listen,
I know why. I can tell Earl why he hasn't been signed.
I forgot we have the O-line world. Sorry, go ahead, B.
I can tell you because the Bears wanted to sign him, and he wants a multi-year deal, upwards of $12 million a year.
Right.
And at his age, the Bears GM was like, and the Bears GM, they asked him, but in the Roquan Smith situation, how he deals contracts, and it came out. He said, I'm not here to give contracts to one player. I'm going to give contracts to all the players. And he's like, there's no way. The Bears aren't going anywhere this year, so I'm going to give you a 4 years. When Justin Fields hits his stride 3 years from now,
I need my money.
He's what, 34, 35 years old? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And the Bears have $123 million next year, and he said no. It just doesn't make any sense. It makes sense for Dallas because Dallas is now. The window is now. They got their franchise quarterback. They got their receivers. They got their running backs.
Fisher allows Dallas to kick Tyler Smith out to left tackle and start his career because that's what he was drafted for, to be the heir apparent and replacement to Tyron Smith. So you jumpstart it and you keep it going. And who better to learn from than a sage KG veteran like Eric Fisher standing right beside him, playing the left guard position if needs be.
And let Eric Fisher, whatever they play, let him come in and play. And here's the great thing. Here's why you need that position at left tackle figured out. If you don't have someone there who can block consistently at a good to elite level, then you got to put a tight end there, which takes away one of your receivers. So you don't want that. Dallas likes to run the spread with three receivers and one running back in the backfield.
All right.
Get Eric Fisher in the building. Get him signed. With the state of the NFC East, even without signing Eric Fisher, Dallas still wins the NFC East, so that's not a problem. But to advance to the playoffs, you need him in the building. You need him on the field.
I agree there. We need some sort of veteran leadership on that line and to help out with it. Purdy, this is who I like tonight, man. I'm going to go all NFL tonight, man, in my picks, all right? I got a four-teamer screamer. We got NFL preseason football tonight.
Preseason, man. That ain't no good bet for nobody, man.
Man, listen, I'll tell you this right now. I like the Green Bay Packers to cover 1.5 points, and I like them and the Chiefs to go over 37.5. The 49ers and the Texans take the Texans into 2.5 points and take it under 40.5. Bet it, set it, and forget it. That's a four-teamer right there from the NFL. And then if you want to bet the FIBA World Cup qualifiers, you could do that too. I'm taking the Bahamas plus 4.5 against Venezuela. And I'm going to take the over of 160.5. And then the later game, Argentina and Canada, I'm going to take Canada in the money line, and I'm going to go over 170. All right? And that's another four-teamer based off the FIBA World Cup qualifications going on right here in the 242. Bet it, set it, and forget it, and play it with the Island Game. We good. You got anything to say there, Pearly?
I got a question for Earl if you got a minute.
No Dodger Blue today for Earl. It's a travel day.
Earl, I have a question for you, right?
Quick.
What do y'all need in the next draft, 2023?
Who?
Dolphins.
The Dolphins.
Sorry, Dolphins.
Probably linebacker, offensive lineman.
No. How about a stud running back coming out?
That too.
I'm curious. I'm just curious because I know the Dolphins, you know, y'all like to spend money in free agency, but you also quietly acquire talent through the draft.
Well, listen,
I'm curious, Peter, as to who y'all want to target.
I want you to know something, man. Do you know the most important thing y'all need next year when you have $100 million in cap space to do what y'all need to do? You still know what y'all need. You still know what the Bears need to begin with?
The Bears have holes all over the roster, but we'll know. I mean, you can almost throw a dart, but go ahead.
Jesus, that's what y'all need to begin with. And once y'all have that, you'll be good after that. Anyhow, for Peter, for
Dak,
Earl.
If they don't get that offensive line fixed, Dak is going to be needing Jesus also. So Jesus got to spend some time with you to do franchises.
I tell you, boy, but he's good like that. If he could walk on water, he could take care of the Bears and the Cowboys one shot.
Well, we know the Dolphins' offensive line is solid, so I'm not worried about them.
I have the strongest feeling I got the best season of the four of us.
No.
The four of us?
No.
The Steelers, man, I don't know. Boy, I mean,
anyway, time to go to the news, man.